4. Paris, France, April 1926. Hadley let Fife's sister into the apartment. She watched Ginny pick her way around Bumby's toys, strewn across the floor, taking a while to find somewhere to sit. Ginny looked much less at home here in these ambrosial surroundings than her sister. Finally, she chose the seat by the window, a Montparnasse steeple rising behind her shoulder. Hadley was embarrassed at the gamey waft coming in from the kitchen. Often, Ernest went to the Jardin du Luxembourg, and when the gendarme turned his back, he would choose the fattest pigeon and strangle it in the park, then smuggle the bird out in Bumby's carriage. One time he had brought a bird home and it was still alive. There was a whiff of it now from the stove. She had grown tired of roast pigeon that winter. There wasn't enough space for a sofa in this room, only for two threadbare chairs, one Ernest's, one Hadley's. There was no third chair. The cloche hat was thrust so low that very little could be seen of Ginny's eyes, save a flickering under the brim's shadow. She had on the mink coat that Ernest had commented on when he'd first met the two sisters at the party. Ginny kept on chewing her lips. She probably knew why she had been invited inside. Fife, Ginny, and Hadley had just returned from a motoring trip to Chartres. Since the discovery of Fife's secret letter to Ernest last month, Hadley had not said a thing to anyone. Now that Ginny was here alone, she was determined to extract the truth. "Where's Ernest?" Ginny asked. She leaned and her knees edged forward over the tops of her brogues, with her hands placed neatly on her lap. "I imagine he's still at the studio. He'll be back in an hour or so." The light was beginning to go, and it made the apartment seem more dismal than usual. The dust from the sawmill below settled on their things like a fine layer of hair. Hadley had long since given up on keeping it from the house. "Sorry it's so cold in here. Ernest must have been scrimping on fuel." Hadley lit the stove.